Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws with monkey sounds in there called go.
The old like Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Ciao belly.
Hey, Jeff Rust is in the building. No, Danny Meringue. He's hoop summoning right now. He's summoning the hoops right now, which I actually
he's now watch it with that.
I said that I worry an injury is forthcoming.
Yeah,
I mean, if he summits anything,
yeah,
summiting the stairs of Autzen Stadium when USC came to town was a problem.
Let's face it, summiting the stairs here at the building is probably a problem.
Yeah, wow. Fair.
Coming in hot.
Okay, you are coming in real hot. No, Danny, though, he is hoop summiting. So on the YouTubes right now, youtube.com/1080am, the fan, it's like, I don't know, it's like an in memoriam here. Remember like when Michigan came out in honor of Jim Harbaugh in the line? Like we have just like this, Danny's not dead. He's very, yeah. Very much alive.
Yeah.
Well, as far as we know,
yes.
Very much alive.
We do not know otherwise. Yeah.
Yes.
And with the new graphics package, we do not yet have a solo host and producer cam set up. So.
You know, the graphics package is something that people always care about.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
yeah. These are the burning questions.
Yeah. So for the YouTube folk, you get to keep staring at one empty chair for the rest of the show.
Well, you know what I'm going to try and do? I'm going to try and fill that chair with something.
Okay.
Well, no promises on what that's going to be. Right now, it's Danny and or the ghost of OJ.
And like, wow.
You over there.
God, tickle me interested.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You know? Speaking of the ghosts of folks, did you see the big hubbub about Colorado last week where Dion like dressed his whole team down and was like, wow, you guys need to be going to class. I'm getting all of these reports from a professor about you guys need to take school seriously, and I love that.
Yeah,
I love that.
Are we really surprised that all the people that Dion has tried to bring in have zero interest in class?
No, but at the same time,
I wonder I can probably count on both hands how many classes Dion went to in college.
Well, I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm just guessing.
No idea. I don't think he Chad Johnsoned it at Oregon State where He literally showed up to like the first day
yeah.
to pick up chicks and was like, deuces.
Or was it Cardale Jones? I didn't come here to play school.
That's right. Yeah. And then went back, got his degree.
Well, hey.
Yeah, he didn't.
Hey, look.
He went back and played school, though.
Yeah, that's great. And I'm not going to shame him for that.
No, he did. Absolutely. Good. He figured it out.
Exactly.
But Deion, and I appreciate that because, like, the cold reality is that all of these guys go to Division I football with the dreams of, like, I'm going here because I want to get to the NFL. That's a vast majority of players that are on scholarship at high-level Division I programs. And especially when you're going to play at Colorado, and for Deion, obviously that is the allure. And that's what his big recruiting thing is. I'm going to get you to the league. But it's also, I appreciate Deion is taking it seriously. And he yelled at his team and said, get your butts to class.
Mm-hmm.
We fast forward a week. Did you see the video that surfaced today?
No.
It was Shedeur Sanders attending his first in-person classes at the University of Colorado. What? He has been there for over a year, and this is his first in-person class that he has taken at the University of Colorado.
I'm going to go ahead and assume it's not because he was previously learning remotely.
Well, that is it. Like, he was taking all online classes, which you can do, but it is just funny to me that it was like a week after Deion gives the get your butts to class. There is a YouTube video of Shedeur Sanders going, yep, going to class, first time ever. And it's like, he's been there for a year. I don't know how you, that is a hack of all hacks if he made it over a year without having to go actually into a lecture room.
Yeah. Well, that got me kicked out of Willamette.
What? Not going to class?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, that'll happen, Jeff. Yeah,
right?
That'll happen.
I can't throw a football very well, though. So.
The allure of Jeff Rust being drunk in the student section. Was it MacArthur Stadium? Is that what it is down at Willamette?
Oh, I forget what the name of the stadium was.
Boy, if I know the name of Willamette Stadium, yeah. I got issues. I'm pretty sure it's MacArthur Stadium.
And most of the drunkenness was in the hoops gym.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, we ride on YouTube, and that's where you can find Shedeur Sanders actually going to an in-person class for the first time at Colorado. He's just blown away by it. Like, wow, look at this. This is amazing what I'm doing right now. That's right. But I do appreciate Deion in that regard. Because a lot of guys, you're not going to the league. Guys, you're not going to the league. You're not.
Yeah. Well,
After watching them last year, there's a lot of guys that will not be playing in the NFL.
Well, so do you suppose he did this on his own, or was he kind of spurred on by the athletic department?
I don't know. I have no idea how that works.
Because I'm guessing he wasn't sitting down poring over the, you know, attendance sheets and whatnot and academic records of his players.
Oh, no. No.
I feel like it was brought to his attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've gotten this far into the show. We are 8 minutes in. Happy Masters Friday.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Absolutely.
We are in the midst of round two of the Masters right now. Round one wrapped up. Uh-oh. Now we need to take our voices down a little bit.
Yes.
Tell you about the Masters, where, hot damn, it's a great leaderboard.
It is.
I mean,
it really is.
Look,
yeah.
Sports pants getting a little tight for the weekend of the Masters.
You got the doucher up there who everybody loves to root against.
Yep. May have made a mistake yesterday. Yeah. May have said DeChambeau in front of my 7-year-old, and gave me the look like he has no idea what that word means. And I was like, I just said that wrong.
You know what?
DeChambeau.
I would pay money to get a forward look in about 20 years of Bennett. See what he's like in about 20 years. He's going to be a great kid, but there's going to be some peccadillos there.
There's some some wild card moments I have with my kid. And it's my own doing. And you say some things and you're like, uh-oh.
Shouldn't have said that.
That was not a good, yeah. That was not a good one to just spout off there in front of the 7-year-old. But, you know, like all great athletes, you got muscle memory. And apparently my brain is just trained. And I corrected. I corrected. He doesn't. I think he knows it's DeChambeau. It's like, yeah. It's hard. I couldn't read it right.
Yeah, it all sounds the same, right?
Not good. Not good. But course, he's atop the leaderboard.
Yeah, and right alongside him, as Isaac would say, Scotty Scheffler.
Scotty Scheffler. Scotty Scheffler.
Which, he's American, so I don't know why he does that. But
it's a cool name to say.
Yeah.
It's a cool name to say. And Max Homa playing really well, too. Max Homa, Pac-12 love, West Coast guy.
Yeah. The homosexual, I heard Dirt say this morning on my way in. It's like, that's a new one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what his fans call themselves.
I'd never heard that until this morning on my drive in.
Mm.
Yeah. It's like, oh, okay. That's, yeah, sure.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And he's a cool story, too, because I think golf needs to prop Max Homa up a little bit more, the golf world. Because remember, before he was actually, I don't know, good on the PGA Tour, he was known for roasting people's swings on Twitter. And he was just a savage. People just send the video like, what do you think of my swing, Max? And he will just dive in and just murder people on their golf swing, which is great. He's got a really good personality. He's now really good at golf and winning tournaments. The PGA Tour needs to hitch their wagon to Max Homa here.
Yeah.
And it's a good move when everybody that gets a name is jumping over the lip. It's a good move to prop up a guy like Max Homa, who's a real person, too. It's not like this prepackaged country club, you know, even though he is. but it's not the prepackaged country club stuffy dude. He's actually like a normal dude that plays golf.
Yeah.
And they need to prop him up a little bit more because he does have a fantastic sense of humor and is a normal guy. And how often does like golf, like Bryson DeChambeau is a great example of this. Like when I think of golfers, like he is country club dude who thinks he's smarter than everybody because he actually is. He's like, I think at SMU he studied like astrophysics or something, or aeronautics engineering, something way smarter than I can do. But then makes you feel like he's way smarter than you are. You know,
mm-hmm.
You need to have the everyman, and that's what made Phil so popular. Was now Phil won a lot of tournaments and he was way better than Max Homa is.
Yeah.
But the everyman is what people gravitated towards, right. Even though Phil Mickelson is not everyman.
No, but he still just looks like a dude.
Yeah. Yeah. And he looks like now, a dude. He's a normal guy.
Now he looks like midlife crisis dude.
Yeah. Yes.
He's looking a little gaunt.
He's got the same issues that Major League Baseball interpreters have. He's got, you know,
I think he's a little more in the hole.
And that is a great question. Who is the best worst gambler?
Right?
Because
wasn't there stories a while back where he's down like $100 million?
Yeah, that was like when he jumped to live. It was like Phil needs the money. It's like, dude, Phil Mickelson. Oh yeah,
oh,
Phil
okay.
does need the money.
Yeah,
you know, those things happen to you. Mizuhara couldn't make any of that money back on a golf course, so he had to steal it from Shohei Ohtani. All right? And I love that Phil Mickelson has now just leaned into, like, Wario Phil, where he just wears black all the time. He's like, it may be because it's like, black is slimming again, because he Fit Phil was a thing. Now it's not as much Fit Phil.
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to be, like, in your late 50s and be mid-50s and be fit.
Right.
Yeah. You know, that's a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
But now he's just like, no, black is slimming. Never going to wear horizontal stripes again.
I'm a Phil. I'm a going to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, that was my Wario.
That was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll allow it. It was good. That was a good Wario.
All right.
That was a good Wario. Wow. Should I?
Wow.
Vancouver Ford text line just threw me off here because nobody calls me Dustin. Like nobody in my life, except for my mom when I was in trouble when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah, right.
Like quite literally, football coach in high school, went to the registrar, changed my name to Dusty on my transcripts. He's like, I'm not doing this. Uh-uh. I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, here I am.
Yeah. Every time I heard the Jeffrey Ryan, I knew I had stepped in something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeffrey. You are a Ryan. I could see you being a Ryan. You'd make a good Ryan. They churched you up a bit with Jeffrey.
Yeah.
But no, Ryan is a good one. Yeah. Party animals, like guys who like to party, name Ryan.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
So you got that. Party's my middle name, Ryan.
Ryan.
Ryan and Kyle's.
Well, when I was a kid, my dad.
You're in for a good time if you're with a Ryan or a Kyle.
Well, my dad would call me JR too when I was a kid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. JR.
Well, JR Rust.
Yep.
Wow.
And when that came out, I knew I was okay, that I wasn't in trouble.
Was it Dallas who killed JR?
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Yeah, there we are. Yeah. This one threw me off. Dusty needs to have a soft voice. Counter personality, Dustin J. Hera, who covers sports in quiet Jim Nance fashion. I will do that for the people.
Hello, friends.
I don't know if we can hello friends it. Because that's too Jim Nance.
Right.
Dustin J., which I don't know where J came from, but I'll roll with it.
I feel like it fits.
It does fit. Not my middle name.
Yeah, you just roll it. I can just picture you at the top of the show. Just good afternoon.
Little NPR. Little sweaty balls.
Your balls look a little misshapen. Yeah,
we're going to talk a little football today and the business of football.
The NFL draft is coming up in a scant 13 days. Today we'll do a deep dive.
Is that really 13? It's 13 days?
13 days. We'll do a deep dive into Mel Kiper's mock draft 2.0.
All right. I think that is too sportsy to go into the, you know when you watch the news?
Yeah.
And the news person will be like, and here's Skippy the Squirrel, you know, like Ron Burgundy. He's like, Skippy the Squirrel is water skiing. Look at that.
Look at that.
Little guy, huh? How great is he? In other news, we had a murder. And it's like, whoa!
Yeah, the toss to break.
Like, they just do like a swipe on the screen. It's like, there's Skippy. He's just water skiing around. Then you have the breaking news swipe. A murder happened. And they drop their voice. You're like, that? I wasn't expecting that one.
Yeah.
Woof.
That coming
That's a
up
change.
Next at News 9 at 11.
That's a change.
Yeah.
So I think we need to go, our semi-serious news needs to go, like, I don't know, anything that is downtrodden and just beaten. The Blazers. We could go, the Blazers lost again last night to the Golden State Warriors. A valiant effort in Moda Center as 100-92, an 8-point loss, which is 58 better. Or 52 better than their 60-point loss a week ago. Coming up next.
Only their second 60-point loss of the season.
We've got a new fart sounder.
Fart hammer.
Yeah. All right. 503-864-6326. That be the Vancouver Ford text line. All right. We got a lot that we got to get to today. Look, it's a Friday. The sun is shining. This show may run the gambit, okay? We've got tiny statues.
Yes.
Chicken wings.
Yes.
Being to Portland. When being Portland, it goes, are you to Portland? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Those three pressing questions. We are midway through spring football for the Oregon Ducks. I think we can dive in, take a little inventory of the Oregon
Absolutely.
Ducks right now.
Yeah.
Because they got their spring game coming up April 27th. It'd be 15 days away.
Yes.
Huh?
2 weeks from tomorrow.
We got this spring game coming up, and there's a lot of interest around this Oregon football program because the turnover and the reload, not rebuild for Dan Lanning is in place here at the University of Oregon. And look, there's major names that are leaving this football program. But what the buzz is about the guys who are in camp right now, the transfer portal giveth in spades for the Oregon Ducks. We'll take a little inventory of that. No white smoke, but the Pope has returned to Kentucky. That will be on today's program. And
I see what you did there.
You see what I did there?
Yeah.
Was that good?
That was pretty good.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
That was a good one.
I hurt myself. Pat myself on the back.
Little Barry Horowitz.
But where we got to start this bad boy off, does he have it in him next on The Fan?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Yacht Rock Friday. Yacht Rock Friday. Every Friday right here on Danny and Dusty from noon to three, you get the smooth beats from Jeff Rust.
Easing you into the weekend.
What's your favorite Yacht Rock song?
If just right off the top of my head, I'd have to say Feels So Good, Chuck Mangione.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Okay.
Going deep with it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the infamous swag pillow that was brought in here is my on the YouTube stream right now. He will be gone very shortly. I'm not a fan. Not a fan of this person. I don't know how Swag got this. Was it a white elephant gift?
I believe it was like a white elephant gift.
Yeah. All right. Well, he'll be gone soon.
Or he's just a large fan of North Korean dictators.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. No. The infamous pillow is here, though.
Yeah.
We got the Masters leaderboard, and right now we have Bryson DeChambeau and Scottie Scheffler. They are leaders right now, 7 under par for the tournament. And as we always see at Augusta National, course tends to fight back. Score's not going low today, folks. I think right now you have best score on the course currently is 3 under, and that is a person I have never heard of in my entire life, Ludvig Åberg.
Yes, Ludvig, and I believe it's Isaac was going over this yesterday because of the single dot over the A. One might think it was Åberg, but apparently it's Ludvig Åberg.
Ludvig Åberg.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't.
Which I was unaware of until
yesterday. I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't know you put the circle over the O.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So I had previously heard of him, but had not heard that pronunciation.
Ludvig Åberg is 3 under today, 2 under for the tournament. He's on 14. Most everybody, they're playing around even. Even par, and we got a lot of big numbers that are coming in. No larger than, I love these ones. Every time I see them, it makes me feel normal. Emiliano Grillo of Argentina. He is our leader in the clubhouse for highest score of the tournament so far. He shot an 11 over 83 in his second round today. He will not make the cut. 15 over par for the tournament. That makes you feel a little bit more comfortable with your golf scores out there, which, if you're asking me, I would love to shoot an 83. I'd love to shoot an 83 at any golf course.
I would call that a win.
Let alone Augusta National. Yes. But for these guys, they're not too thrilled with that one.
No.
Right now, though, all eyes are on the top of the leaderboard, which if this holds and we head into the weekend with, you know, in a puncher's chance, you could have guys like Patrick Cantlay. You have Danny Willett, who former Masters champion, who is at 4 under par. Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, and Max Homa, as DeChambeau just bogeyed and he falls back. Now we have a 3-way lead at the tide at the top with Homa, DeChambeau, Scheffler. If you get names at the top of the leaderboard, we're in. I am all for this weekend.
Yes.
In the names that we have at top. The one story that I think a lot of us are following, because he is Tiger, Tiger Woods, he is 1 over par, even on today's round, as he's working the 17th hole right now. And
he had to finish his first round this morning, too.
Yeah. So Tiger peg-legging it around. And look, even par, not Tiger scores that we're used to, but with the projected cut line being at 5 over, Tiger, barring an implosion on the final two holes, he will be in line to make the weekend at Augusta National, which would be the 24th consecutive cut made for Tiger Woods at the Masters, which is a record, and he would stand alone with the most all-time cuts made at the Masters. And to think of where we talk about this all the time, like he's not probably not going to win another major. He won't win another major. The other golfers are too good. His body is too broken.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what we are looking for is just getting those flashes of Tiger again.
Yeah, some competitiveness.
And if he plays once a month, like he said, I think him making the cut with where his game has been, having to withdraw at the Genesis, not playing a full round in Lord knows how long. Well, look, any Tiger that we get, if we can get him through the weekend, I'm here for it, because it's nostalgia. It's the same reason why, you know, we watched, you know, Jack and Arnie, why it was such a great story when Fred Couples a couple of years ago, or just last year, what you're sitting there and he's in the red heading into the week, and you're like, hell yeah, Freddie Couples. Didn't happen this weekend. I think he is 12, finished his second round. He's 12 over. Not going to make the cut.
No.
But this is what the Masters does. And if we get Tiger into the weekend and he makes the cut again, I'm all for it. But it is weird what this tournament does to golfers and what it does to just average sports fans. You know, I had, you know, Zachary Jeans, who on Twitter, he just fired me off a picture of right before the show started, where he was like, current status. He's just got the azaleas on his TV watching the Masters. I don't know why. I mean, is it just that it is the allure and the aura of the Masters? Like, and we know this when, in any sport, right? You know greatness when you see it.
Yes.
And you are gravitated, you gravitate towards greatness no matter what it is.
Yeah.
And just seeing this course and the fact that the best players in the world play the same place every year.
Yeah.
With the same pins every year.
Yep.
And we always see days like today where three under, it potentially could be the best round that we see all day today.
Yeah, after seeing 7 under yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the course fights back, and we see meltdowns of epic proportion. And it's there's no secrets.
Yeah.
There's no secrets to what this course is going to give you, but it bites the best of them. And I think that is, like, to me, I love it when we have a leaderboard like we have right now, where there's name recognition and name brands at the top. And sure, that's what gets people and gets the masses in, is that recognizable names at the top battling it out as they head into the weekend. That's fun. We love that. But for me, watching, like, so stupid to say, and Dustin J. Hare is going to say this, the course is the biggest competitor of this tournament.
No, it is. And from the fan perspective, what makes this tournament and this course so special, I think, is a lot of it is one, just the visual appearance of it on TV, it just looks different than any other course. And it's, I don't know if it's the way it fills the frame or whatnot. It seems like the greens are just greener. The flowers, yeah, they pop more. It just looks different than any other golf course on your TV. And then I think the other part of it is just kind of the exclusivity of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even when it comes down to the television viewing windows and whatnot, it's like, I remember every year I curse. I'm like, why won't they show us, just put it on TV earlier? You too good for your home?
Yeah. And this text, Vancouver Ford text line, your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. I think I have to do with the beauty of the course in most of us coming out of the crappy weather and into a nice spring. I think that has a lot of it too. It's like the official, like, hey, the good weather is back. It gives you that little comfort, that little woogie, that little blankie that you wrap yourself in.
Yep.
And there is some comfort to it, because you're right. The greens pop so much. And I cringe to think of, like, the amount of chemicals and what they are that they make it this green.
Right.
And I don't care how much paint they use to make it look this way.
Yeah.
It's a thing of beauty, man. And when you hear guys like, do you hear the Brooks Koepka back and forth he had with a reporter?
No.
Reporter asked him, do you believe, oh, wait. Do you believe that 59 is possible at Augusta? And Brooks Koepka looks at him like, and he goes, have you ever played the course? And
you serious, Clark?
The reporter goes, not yet. And he goes, yeah, I could tell by your question.
Like, that's great.
You can go low. You ain't ever going that low, yeah, my friend.
Man. Well, just imagine. Well, here's what I wonder, though, too, is, so take away the PGA Tour event aspect of it. So say Brooks Koepka went out there on a random Sunday when it's just the course available to its members. Yeah. Do you think he could shoot a 59 then?
Like in normal tee boxes and a normal setup?
Normal tee boxes, normal pins.
Yeah, without them being grass or the glassy greens that they're putting
if
on right now.
It's just set up for the members.
Yeah. Like, these guys are freaks.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. Like, I think it is Max Homa. Is it Riviera or? I don't know. It might be the LA Country Club, but Homa has the course record there.
Okay.
But not on PGA tees, not. And right. That's a crazy part when you go to a golf course that hosts a PGA event. The tee boxes and where they put them, you're like, wait, what?
Yeah. Right.
They hit from there?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
that tee box is like past a ditch, over a gully, and on a mountain.
It's not even connected to the hole.
So I think, like, yeah, you could do it. Like, they have this shot right here of, like, where they're teeing off from,
yeah,
is the most absurd place ever. Like, there's just this row of pine trees, and it's like, there's no way Condoleezza Rice and, you know, the CEO of IBM are teeing off from there.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Like, why would you pay, what is it? I don't even know what the dues are every year. It's an ungodly amount, but why would you pay, say, throw it out there, $150,000 a year to just go and get embarrassed?
You'll get your ass kicked every week.
Every time you play.
There's a reason why golf is a four-letter word.
Yes, ooh, buddy. You're not wrong. I've said a lot of four-letter words when I golf.
Yes. I think the best I heard it, was it you that said it? I heard somebody or somebody else.
Love.
That said, I'm not good enough to get mad.
That's
while
what
I play
do.
Golf.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I said that yesterday.
Was that okay?
Yeah, it was just
I couldn't
yesterday.
Remember where it was. Yeah.
Good recall.
Yeah.
Right. Masters going. It does look like Tiger is in line to make the cut. He is through 17 even today, one over the projected cut line at 5 over par. But you look at it and you say, all right, some of the names, Dustin Johnson plus 11.
By the way, the cut is 4 over.
No, five doesn't make it to the weekend.
Gotcha.
But you got guys like Jordan Spieth, who no chance to make this thing.
Boy,
and
yeah,
his struggles continue. The great story of Gary Woodland, which we talked about earlier this week, and hitting that hole in one on the par in the par three contest. He's not going to make the cut. Victor Hovland, not going to make it. Keegan Bradley, Camilo Villegas, not going to make the cut.
I think Dustin Johnson, perhaps distracted by his wife's clothing, he's also way far away.
Yeah, and then guys like Hideki Matsuyama, he's right at four over par where he's, you know, he has very little wiggle room as he's getting ready to make the turn into the back nine. He is four over par through seven holes today. But I think we look at where the top of the leaderboard is. I like it, man. You be within striking distance. Lefty, Phil Mickelson, he's one under today. He's even par. Rory McIlroy is at even par. A lot of Xander Schauffele, which was like a betting favorite by a bunch of people. He's sitting at even. And when the top of the leaderboard is only six strokes, boy, it can evaporate in an instant at Augusta National. So there's a little Masters talk for you. 503-864-6326. That be the Vancouver Ford text line. All right, no smoke, but the Pope has arrived next on The Fan.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
All right. Kentucky has hired a new basketball coach. Mark Pope is the new head coach at the University of Kentucky. A big suit, got to be big mad about this one. They took his guy. The BYU head basketball coach has taken over at the helm of Kentucky after John Calipari bolted for Arkansas, where he met with the team, and there is no team. And now you look, this has been
like, is that the Hoops equivalent of Dion coming in and saying, I need a whole new damn offensive line?
Yes. Yes. Except for no new team. No, it's a team. There is no team. Yeah. This is one of those come to Jeebus moments for the Kentucky basketball program, because think of where they are here at this point. You had John Calipari, who recruited five-star after five-star and had an inability to get over the hump. Their last national title, 2011, where, you know, he was the head coach for that team. But we see, like, this year was the tipping point. A first-round loss and an early exit. You get bounced as a three seed, and you're going to have two, potentially three lottery picks coming off of that roster. And they were done with, hey, we are sick of being the team that sends guys to the NBA, but we don't win championships. We don't get to Final Fours. We're not getting to the Elite Eight as consistently as our expectations hold. And we've been, now we're getting lapped by the likes of Villanova and UConn. And look, there's a slippery slope from with the Blue Blood basketball programs from being dominant and then becoming what Indiana is, becoming what, you know, UCLA. Think about it. Since Ben Howland, UCLA has been a roller coaster, and it's not been consistently great at UCLA.
Although Mick Cronin has been pretty good.
Mick Cronin is a great coach. This year was a disaster for them. And that's kind of that roller coaster that they ride, where optimism was high. They had, you know, all the hope in the world that they would be back, and then it goes back down. What kind of the reporting out of Kentucky was, is that there was a power play made by John Calipari, where when he and Mitch Barnhart, the athletic director at Kentucky, had their meeting together, And it was, hey, we're going to run it back one more year because, I don't know, 36 million reasons why and your buyout. But we got to get things going to where we're winning games, not just getting people to the NBA.
Right.
The unrest within the supporters and the boosters rubbed Calipari the wrong way. Like, hey, I've won national titles. I've been to Final Fours. I know how to coach basketball.
Which, by the way, your first point there, I didn't realize he has won a national title.
Yes.
For some reason, I had it in my brain that there was more. But yeah, just 2012. That'd be it.
But, I mean, look, we do this all the time. Winning national titles is so damn hard.
Well, no, it is. But look, that's you're also Kentucky.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and he was there, what does it say, 2009 to now, and he has one to show for it. Like, that's not acceptable for Kentucky.
Well, but you also take that a lot of the things that have happened with Coach Cal are he goes and wins places and then those wins get taken away, whether it's UMass or Memphis or in getting to, like, we look at it, getting to the Final Four is a really, like, winning a national title is obviously the pinnacle, but going to the Final Four is, I mean, that is the ultimate success you can have as a coach, right?
Yeah.
It's like you get to Final Fours, and how many Final Fours has John Calipari been to?
I see.
Six times he's been to the Final Four.
Yeah.
96, 2008, vacated. 2011, 12, 14, and 15, right? But at Kentucky, when you're looking at it and going, our last Final Four was in 2015, and here we are, like, that's 9 years
it's
ago.
It's 2024.
They expect more. That comes with the expectations. Cal tried to go with the power play of, all right, I'm going to go and I'm going to talk to Arkansas and I'm going to sweeten the pot and make this move of, all right, it's either me or him with the AD, right? And Barnhart. Nope. They said, bye. And at that point, we get to the point where Kentucky basketball is right now. And like, this could be, in the grand scheme of things, Calipari's power play may actually work in his favor. He's at Arkansas, but at the end of the day, you look at all of the names that turned down this job or had no communication, whether it was Nate Oates or in Billy Donovan getting out ahead of it,
yeah,
saying, nope,
yeah,
not going, whether it is Dan Hurley, who publicly was saying, I'm not going anywhere, Scott Drew turning down the job, Jay Wright saying no interest in the job.
Yeah.
And if
so you got Alabama,
Kentucky fans,
Baylor, and Villanova saying no thanks.
Well, and a former Villanova.
Former Villanova, excuse me.
But Jay Wright, like, you're crazy, and Kentucky fans are crazy if they don't think that all of those guys were on their list. This is not a situation that, like Alabama football, where they can say, you know, no, Kalen DeBoer, we had him targeted as one of our top guys. He was our top guy. Mark Pope is not going to be at the top of anybody's list. And if Mark Pope is not successful at Kentucky, then you see all of a sudden that Mitch Barnhart is going to be on the way out, because there's one thing that they love, and it is their basketball at the University of Kentucky. And Pope is a former player. He was a captain of the 96 national title team. He's done a very good job at his two previous stops, whether it was Utah Valley, well, I guess it's not Utah Valley State anymore, Utah Valley University, or BYU, where he got BYU humming, and they were a six seed this year. But at the same time, the two tournament appearances that he has under his belt have been very Calipari-esque, haven't they?
Yep.
He's been a six seed twice, got upset by 11 seeds in both those years. Remember, a couple years ago, it was UCLA that did it to him. And this year, like, the upset that people were shocked at, because Duquesne was a six seed in their own tournament, conference tournament, the 11-seeded Dukes upset BYU this year in the first round. So you sit there and you go, all right, you got a coach who has his ties to Kentucky. He did the most BYU thing ever. Did you see the video that he released? I mean, there's going to be a lot of golly gees and fiddlesticks rolling around that video.
Gosh darn it.
Because BYU is the only place that you can pull this thing off without, like, you getting murdered on the way out of town. But in the BYU gym, he rips off a sweatsuit as he's saying he's happy to be the Kentucky coach, and he's got his Kentucky uniform on underneath his little suit that he was wearing, and saying, I'm ready to go. I hope Mark Pope does succeed at BYU. But if he doesn't, it's gonna look back and everybody's gonna go, Barnhart, what a fool. You let John Calipari walk, you didn't give him more security, and here we are now. Because that slope is so slippery in the world of college hoops. And look, blue bloods, they don't mean what they used to anymore. They really don't.
Yeah.
They really don't. Because without Calipari there, does Kentucky, with young kids, think of 18-year-olds getting recruited right now, okay? We just said it. 9 years ago was the last time they made a Final Four. 9 years ago. And without Coach Cal being the guy who gets guys to the NBA, is the cachet going to be as big of a pull for young recruits? That's a legitimate question. It is, because these kids, they don't look at the world like we used to, where tradition and history meant so much.
Right.
They really don't in recruiting. Andrew Nemec, who was on last night, he'll tell you this, man, time and time again, that the blue blood programs, if you're not good right now, they don't care.
Yeah, because, well, when was the last time Indiana was worth a damn?
Ooh. Tom Crean had a year.
Right?
Tom Crean had a year.
I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's a big risk for the University of Kentucky, but Mark Pope, the Pope returns. Rex Chapman is on board.
Yeah.
Rex Chapman is
Rich's brother.
Rich's brother. Yeah, Rex Chapman is on board, so they got that going for him, which is nice. 503-864-6326. It's crazy. Nobody wanted that Kentucky job, though.
Yeah, it really crazy. Is. Yeah.
That's crazy. All right, let's take a look at being to Portland next on The Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan. Gonna find my baby,
gonna hold her tight, gonna grab her. Oh yeah. Heck yeah. A lot of Anchorman references today.
Yeah.
Rotator popping up Afternoon Delight.
Right. Well, I had to go insert this one in there. Rufio brought it up. I was like, I don't know how I missed that. Never put it in there. So.
What a great song.
This is in honor of P1 Rufio.
Perfect. My new co-host is Sam Elliott. He has taken over for Kim Jong-un, who was in the chair earlier.
Catalonian beef ragu.
Yeah. That's right. Oregon's own, Sam Elliott.
That's right.
Just sitting in that chair, just hosting the show, just running right along.
Barbecued beef ribs.
That's right. That's right. If you, hey, you know what? If you are in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/1080AM The Fan, if there's a co-host you'd like to see, go ahead, pop off. Let's go. youtube.com/1080AM The Fan or twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan, where you can watch us.
Yeah, we got ideas, but we'll take suggestions.
All right. Well, we were talking so much Masters and Kentucky basketball. This is turn and burn here, because we've got to get to the real story of the day. When being to Portland is a real thing, we're going to have to put a poll up on this one.
Yeah.
We're going to have to put a poll up on this one, because a Portland legend is spending his offseason standing for one of the great staples of the Portland area.
And this is a divisive topic, too.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Is it really that divisive?
This is a terribly divisive topic.
All right.
There's not a whole lot of in-between.
Okay. Well, coming up next hour, we've got our worst day on the web. Tiny little statues. Little baby statues out there. We'll have to run through, we're going to go through Oregon spring ball, midway point of spring ball for the Oregon Ducks. We'll take a look at where they stand. We got some NFL draft stuff as well. Partying along with us, this is Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.